So how many of you have older brothers? Older sisters? How many of you have little brothers? Little sisters? Aha, very nice. You have a little sister. I saw her. She's cute. Yes, you have him, and he's sitting right next to you. That's great. Well, I have a little sister. And when we were very tiny, you know that my little sister would get in trouble sometimes. And in our country, in Mexico, it's okay to spank. And so sometimes my sister would get in trouble, or I would get in trouble too, I have to admit. But we were supposed to get a spank if we were in trouble. And so mom would say, come over here, Santi. That's the name of my sister. And I loved my sister so, so much that when she would get in trouble and mom would say, come here, Santi, you're gonna get a spank. You know what I would do? I would stand in front of my sister and I would say, no, don't spank her, spank me. And my mom would get upset and she would say, I'm gonna get you too, as well. Well, you know, when we have a little brother or a little sister, we just love them so much. And when they get hurt, it's almost like we get hurt too, right? When we see them cry, we feel sad. They're like, no. When we see them happy, we get super happy. And I thought, this is gonna be my life with my sister forever. Every time she's happy, I'm gonna be super happy. When she's sad, I'm gonna be sad, and like that. But then I grew up and I started noticing that even your friends, do you have a very best friend? Yeah, some of you do have a very, very best friend. When your best friend is kind of sad, something happened to them, don't you get a little sad too? Yeah. Then I got this huge, well, not huge, but this wonderful best friend. His name is Pastor Tony. And yeah, when he's sad, I get sad. But guess what? He has like my favorite laughter in the whole world. When he laughs, I can hear him from 100 feet away. And I'm like, that's my Tony. That's my best friend. He has this really good laughter. Now, it's really nice when we're able to be like, oh, I love this person so much. But what about the people we don't know? That's something important to learn about that. Look, I have something here, and I'm going to need a volunteer, a boy. Yes, there you go. There once was a boy. His name was Peter. And Peter, did you notice the snow today in the mountains? Peter lived in a place where there was lots of snow. So you're Peter. And Peter was working outside with the wood. So pretend you're working with the wood, like chopping and everything. Yeah, there was Peter working with the wood. All of a sudden, he realized, he had a jacket. He didn't have this Hawaiian shirt. He had this jacket. And he noticed that the jacket was broken someplace and ripped. And he said, oh, no, I'm going to be cold. Mom called Peter in and said, Peter, come over here. Guess what I have for you? And she brought this beautiful, this one's not that beautiful, but it is beautiful, this red jacket. And Peter was like, woohoo! So he put it on. And Peter was like, thank you, Mom, thank you. Now I'm going to go outside and I'm going to play in the snow. So he started playing with the snow. And he had some friends. And so they started playing, throwing snowballs at each other and running here and there. So Peter, at one point, he was trying to run away from his friends. So he started running. And as he was running, wait a minute, he looked back and he noticed on a little street something very interesting. It was another little boy. And this little boy didn't have a jacket. And he was sitting down, yeah, just like this guy right here. He was sitting down shaking and just kind of like super, super cold. Do you know what Peter did? Peter decided to take his jacket off. Yeah, very sad story. And Peter gave the jacket to his friend that was, well, not his friend, to the person that was so cold. Then Peter came home, and the mom was like, Peter, what happened to your jacket? And he said, well, Mom, let me tell you a story. I was running away from my friends, and I saw this other boy who had no jacket. And I felt so, my heart just broke into pieces. To see him without a jacket, and I do have one, even though it's ripped. So I decided to give him the red jacket to my friend. Mom was so happy that she gave him a hug and said, "Good job, Peter, good job. You can sit down now. Thank you, Peter." And the story is this. One time, Jesus said that a king separated two groups. A group of people, he said, "You are so good. Every time you've seen me hungry, you gave me something to eat. And when you saw me that I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. And when I didn't have a jacket, you gave me a jacket. And when I was in jail, in prison, you came to visit me." And everybody said, well, wait a minute. We've never seen a king without a jacket or hungry. We've never seen a king like that. What do you mean, Jesus? And he said, "Well, when you did it to a person like this, whenever you gave water to someone, it's almost like you gave it to me. Because I love them so much that every time they're sad, I'm sad. And whenever they're hungry, I want you to go ahead. It's almost like you did it to me. So now, whenever you see someone that is having a hard time, I want you to think something. I can treat them mean, and I can make a face, or I'm not going to give them anything. And it's almost like doing that to Jesus. Or I can be nice, and I can do this. And then Jesus is going to say, good job, faithful servant." Wouldn't you like to hear Jesus say that? Good job. Amen. So today we're going to pray, and we're going to pray that God gives us hearts that love him and that love other people. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for our big brothers and our big sisters, little sisters, but also for the people that maybe we don't know. And some of them may look a little different than us. Some of them maybe are hungry. And now we pray that you give us hearts that love you so much that we'll love others as well. In Jesus' name, amen.